It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. Apple has a new service coming out called iCloud. It lets you share music, photos, documents across many different devices. So you can buy a song on your phone and it instantly travels to your computer or your tablet. Molly Wood from the tech news site CNET says the name iCloud is a bit misleading.
The cloud has been something that we've come to understand as a storage medium.
All right, it's a locker.
A locker, right. Apple's version of iCloud, though, is really more like iSync. It kind of lets you sync all of your data across these devices so that you have it in place, but it's not going to store it forever. And in fact, in the case of your photos, it will actually delete them off of Apple's servers after 30 days. I have a feeling some people could end up accidentally losing some photos.
Hmm. Now, Amazon launched a music cloud service a while ago, and Google is in the sort of a beta test of something like that, too. Is what Apple is offering really all that different from what's already out there?
Well, it's different in a couple of important ways. The first thing is that it's not streaming your music. So with Amazon and Google, you can upload all of your songs. And then if you want to just listen to them without downloading them, you can actually stream those songs back. With Apple, you can sync all your music across your devices, but you have to download the songs. So if you're running out of room on your iPhone, you know, watch out.
So the music is on your actual device, whereas with Google and Amazon, it's off on a server somewhere else.
Exactly. Those are actually stored in the cloud.
Okay.
But with Apple's iCloud service, you're actually storing the music on every device. It's just that it keeps it all synced. The other main difference is that Amazon and Google offer free services. With Amazon, if you want more storage, you can pay for that. Apple will charge you $25 a year to find and let you re-download any music that you didn't buy from iTunes.
Old CDs you ripped, pirated stuff. Glenn Fleischman has written several books about Apple. He says this service will let you get up to date.
So what Apple is saying is, you know, $25 a year if you're a pirate and we're going to ignore it. Or $25 a year if you did a really crummy job like most of us did ripping it, and we're going to give you these really good quality versions of them forever without any encryption preventing you from playing them on all the devices you want.
Right, a $25 tax to sell you back your own songs.
I know. Although I will just counter that the music industry loves to sell you the same music over and over and over
and over.
In this case, Apple is saying, you already have the music. We're not going to make you rip it again. Really, this is the last time. Just give us the money and we'll walk away.
Read more about iCloud plus Apple's other announcements at marketplacetech.org. Sarah Palin was in Boston recently and was talking to a reporter about Paul Revere. She didn't quite nail the history.
He who warned the British that they weren't going to be taking away our arms by ringing those bells and making sure as he's riding his horse through town to send those warning shots and bells that we were going to be secure and we were going to be free.
Soon, someone tried to update the Paul Revere Wikipedia page with new edits about Revere using bells. Not sure if it was Palin supporters or just pranksters. Once that story broke, I saw a few people on Twitter saying this is why you can't trust Wikipedia. But it's important to note that the errant Paul Revere information was swiftly removed and the page was locked out of public editing, which speaks in favor of Wikipedia's reliability. Now, regardless of how you feel about Wikipedia or Palin or bells, do yourself a favor and read the discussion section of the Paul Revere entry. We have a link at our site. It's a really interesting way to look at American history, old and new, and how we make sense of it. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.